let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
All right, good morning. Houston, Texas, December 29th, 2018, on the eve, on the cusp of a new year. 2019 is right around the corner, right around it.
No.
Anita Nelson is here with me. Yep. Recently injured her finger.
Yes.
So she has a giant blue thumb.
I do. I won't be able to garden for a couple of weeks for sure.
Because you don't have a green thumb or because of your injury?
Yeah,
because
I have a blue thumb and because of my injury. I'm right-handed. So it's on.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Well, you carried this stuff in really well, even with your left hand.
Yes. Well, you can do... You can be creative with how you do things. I can rake. I can probably rake.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's good.
I've been doing a lot of raking. I've been collecting all the leaves and putting them in bags and then stomping on the bags, you know, a little aerobic activity.
Yeah, that's great.
So,
what do you do with the leaves after that?
Well, they're going to go in the compost pile throughout the year.
Nice, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are very handy in the compost pile.
Yeah, and leaf mold is, I mean, I've listened to you talk. I've learned a lot. The leaf mold is where all the nutrition is. It's not in the
good
twigs
stuff,
and the branches.
Stuff. Well, the twigs are fine.
The twigs are fine.
But the big branches.
Yeah, okay.
Anything over 2 inches is like just not that great for the compost pile.
So how long does it take a twig, do you think, to decompose in Houston? 10 minutes, maybe?
Yes. Something like that. It depends on how finely you grind it up.
So
it can take a really long time if you leave it as a full branch and try to put in your compost. Well, you know... here we are, Anita Nelson, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Uh-huh. Jumped right into our topic. We're continuing the resolutions portion, you know, helping you come up with some good gardening resolutions. Because, you know, New Year starts. It's great to make goals. We want you to make gardening goals because that'll make you a better person, make this world a better world. And we're
and
here
simplicity.
And add simplicity to your life and connection, right? Not just with your plants, but the soil, maybe the produce. So what we're going to get to, we're going to talk some about composting.
Yes.
As kind of because it seems to have arisen to our psyche. And then also about fruit tree and fruit vines, things you can grow that make fruit. So I know a lot of people are overwhelmed maybe by the idea of growing their own food. Well, a fruit tree can be a pretty simple way to do that, to at least start. So we're calling start a compost pile. Grow a fruit tree. These are some good resolutions for this year. So one of my resolutions from an earlier hour was actually compost top dressing. So I haven't compost top dressed my lawn since maybe 2012, but I did it, you know, maybe once or twice in 2009, 10, and there somewhere. And I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to compost top dress it. So compost top dressing can do a lot of things. It can improve the depth of your roots, which is a huge deal. More nutrient gathering, bigger water area for storing water in your lawn, which
is
a huge
deal. Didn't you say you haven't actually watered your lawn since like, what, 2011 or something like that?
That's right. I have not watered it at all since 2011.
And that's because of those deep roots,
That's because I've taken the approach of getting air in the soil, making sure fertilizer can get all the way down, you know, 18 inches. And a big thing is because I compost top dressed it. So I'm talking about year-round organic lawn solutions. This is what they do. They kind of flip lawns. So, you know, there's the idea of remodeling a house and then flipping a house. So flipping a house is when you, like, it's a pretty good house, but it has an old kitchen, so you update the kitchen. Well, you know, when it comes to your lawn, if you have St. Augustine, you have a pretty good lawn. It's a competitive plant. It kind of creates pretty good soil. It loves brown gumbo, which we got. And so year-round organic lawn solutions can get in there and change it from being an unhealthy scenario for the St. Augustine to a beautifully healthy scenario that it can just thrive in. And it can totally outcompete weeds. It can do that. I've seen it do it with crabgrass, with Dallas grass, with goose grass. I've literally seen St. Augustine outcompete those, and they couldn't find a place to live. And that's where Cliff and the guys at Year-Round Organic Lawn Solutions come in. They're going to aerate. They're going to fertilize with good fertilizer. They're going to compost top dress with good compost. And they're going to be around. They're always going to be around to help you out, come back, problem solve, keep building on that great solution that they found. So take a look at your lawn. You know, right now it's not looking its best. But what are your dreams? What are your resolutions for the lawn? Cliff can definitely get you there, and he can help you make it healthier. Healthier, safer. There are billions of organisms working in harmony with your grass, right? Creating, sustaining, doing all that work underneath the top, and they can just help you out. So less fertilizer, less water, lower bills, safer place. And then also one thing about compost top dressing and all the stuff that year-round Organic Lawn Solutions does is they make your trees healthier. And your trees are worth thousands of dollars, some of them tens of thousands of dollars. And so, you know, we do these things to our lawn sometimes and we hurt the trees. Well, stop doing that. Call yearroundhouston.com.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
I love my trees. Their shade, their beauty. But every fall, I waste time up a ladder cleaning tree muck out of my gutters. No more. I'm done mucking around. I called Gutter Professionals of Houston. They came out and got the muck out of here once and for all. Because now their gutter covers work with my existing gutters, sweeping away the leaves and debris, leaving my gutters guaranteed mucking clear. And you know, they look great on my house. Don't be a demucker. Fix your eaves before the leaves. Call GutterProfessionalsOfHouston.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Nelson Plant Food. Feed your plants. They're hungry.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
Here we are again, Home Show Garden Pros. The wonderful Anita Nelson with me now.
I like that adjective you add to my name.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Fabulous. Terrific. Fabulous. This is Danny Milliken, and we're on Home Show Radio, 610. Give us a call, 713-572-4610. This is a live show, unlike a lot of shows this holiday season. We're here, man. We're here answering your questions. It's December 29th, on the cusp, on the eve of December 30th.
Hard to believe.
Yeah. So we're talking next year. We're talking resolutions.
Yes.
I want you to grow more food, and I want you to do it in the simplest way possible. One of these small resolutions that I think you should make is to get a fruit tree. So we're going to talk about that, some strategies for that. So, but first, Anita's got a shout out.
I want to shout out to Dr. Pettit, who stitched up my finger.
Dr. Pettit,
whoop. Thank you, Dr. Pettit. He said he'd listen today, and he was the gentlest, sweetest, most wonderful doctor I've ever had.
That is nice.
Mm-hmm.
So 713-572-4610. Love to hear your gardening questions. Love to hear your gardening resolutions. Okay, fruit trees. Houston is an awesome fruit tree city. In fact, my brother Jeff, since we're doing shout outs, what up, Jeff? And I might as well, hey, since I'm doing one brother, Tom, whoop, whoop. So anyway, but he lived in Katy for a while, real Katy, you know, where Nelson's nursery is.
Mm-hmm.
And you drive around and there's citrus trees,
everywhere.
Fig trees, peach trees.
In fact, we're giving them away free at the shop this week. Oranges. Yes, because a lot of our staff has orange trees and they have
so abundant.
It'll go in the compost pile. Why do that when it can be consumed?
You know, we juice them.
Mm-hmm. We juice them too, but there's more than we can handle, so they're for free. Come to the shop and get them.
That sounds like a dare.
Mm-hmm.
More juice than you can handle?
Well, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Oh, I get it. Sorry. No, it took a while for the quarter to drop there.
I can drink a lot of orange juice.
Yes, me too.
Citrus is a huge category of fruit trees, and they're really probably what people think of first in Houston when they're growing trees, and there's so many options. And so, you know, I know you're committed to this plan. I know you want to grow a couple fruit trees. And I'm just going to encourage you to get a satsuma, a clementine, something like that that's easy to peel, easy to eat. Like if those were clementines, you know, cuties, they'd be gone.
Yes.
Right? People, because they're easy to peel. Mm-hmm. You just shove them in your face and they're so tasty. If they were satsuma, same way. But when they're oranges, it's kind of you're giving yourself a little barrier. They're tougher to peel. And so, you know, remove the barrier. So that's the big one there. And really, the only thing to remember when you're planting a fruit tree is, Anita?
I don't know what.
Don't plant it too deep.
Oh, any tree.
Well, yeah. with a citrus,
yeah,
that is the only thing you can do mm-hmm. wrong. Planting it too deep is the only thing you can do wrong. The smaller ones, like the Satsumas, can handle some shade.
Yep.
They can handle lots of sun.
Mm-hmm.
They can handle being next to a house. They can be far away from a house. The frost-proof Satsuma can get down to 15 degrees yes. without any damage. I mean, there's some like the Satsumas are very cold hardy too. So it's really just don't plant it too deep.
You know, you made me think of something while you were talking. You were talking with Sherry about the taste of fruit and the difference between homegrown and commercial.
Right.
Well, we bought a bunch of oranges through charity.
Okay.
And they're tasteless. They're really awful. And mm-hmm. the difference between the ones that we have that are some of my people who work for me brought in, I mixed the two of them together so that I wouldn't have these
nice.
Awful in my juicing flavorless orange juice. But it does, it really
it
does
a huge
make
difference.
A difference. Yes.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of great, I mean, when you're buying a fruit tree, you really want to go to a good place. And I'm going to talk about the Arborgate right now. There's a lot of great, our co-op members I really consider to be the best places to buy fruit all over the city. You know, there's laws have kind of tightened a little bit and it's hard, but it's, if you want a good fruit tree, you need to start by starting with a good grower. So, and I do want to say Ralph and Robert, we're definitely going to get to you right when we come back. So no worries there. But the Arborgate has a huge selection of trees and their citrus they get from Brazos Citrus Tree Nursery, which is a local nursery, not very far away. The owners of that place are really cool. And the that's one thing that I love that the Arborgate does is they look local to buy a lot of their stuff, be it roses, be it herbs, be it vegetables, even fruit trees. You know, I think about the heirloom vegetables I got. I know the ladies that grow them, or, you know, that family's actually been through a little bit. But I know the growers of those vegetables. You know, their herbs. They celebrate a local hero, Madeline Hill, with their herb house. Their roses. They've got a partnership with Texas A&M to do these Earthkind roses that are proven for our area. And the Arborgate just, you know, Beverly up there, she's just interested in these kind of connections and making sure she has things for the area. But they have a ton more than just plants. Now, they do have a lot of plants, shade plants, sun plants, food plants, not food plants, flowering plants. They got a ton of plants, but they also have a beautiful selection of pots, a bunch of great kind of garden decor items, from, you know, kind of brushed copper to glass decor, all kinds of decor, seeds, tables, not tables. But they also have two gift shops, and both gift shops are unique in their own, and they're gorgeous. One has like a bunch of incredible gifts and art in it, and one's a little more traditional on the gardening front, but they're both really, really cool. The Arborgate is in it. They love gardening. They're all about improving people's gardening game, and 40 complimentary gardening classes a year to me proves that they care about that stuff. And, you know, they do. They have their own soil complete and their own organic blend plant food, both quality items, and they kind of made them and crafted them themselves for that. So check them out. Their website has hundreds of how-to videos, and you go in there and you're going to be amazed by their exceptional service and their exceptional knowledge. So take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Visit the Arborgate in Tomball. So you can give them a call, 281-351-8851, or visit their website, thearborgate.com.
Do you own rental property or does it own you? Hi, I'm Bruce Lessie with Houston for Lease, giving you more lease with less stress. We find and screen quality tenants, manage your property, including midnight maintenance calls, all for one affordable fee. No add-ons, no surprise fees. That's more lease with less stress. Learn more at Houston4lease.com. Call me on my cell, 832-654-5670. And get your first month's fee free. Houston4lease.com.
Your fireplace. It should be a centerpiece, not a source of stains and smells, leaks, noises, drafts, and maybe even a fire risk. Lord's Chimneys certified insured technicians utilize advanced LCD video scanning technology to find dangers before your home is at risk. Lord's Chimney guarantees mess-free service every time. Keep your fireplace beautiful. Keep your family safe. Call Lord's Chimney, a certified home show pro, 281-724-3400, or visit lordschimney.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. Well, we're glad you've joined us on this journey. That was the band that plays that song. Okay. So Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610-713-572-4610. Without any further ado, Ralph, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
You too.
I got a orange tree come from Florida, and it's got the orange, great oranges, and but it got all kind of seeds in it. But it's good tasting, but you just got the seeds to put up with.
Sure. Got to eat it outside.
Yeah. But it's here. So, you know, a pecan tree finally stopped for cold fall pecans mostly now. So it's been about a year for all that kind of stuff here.
Boy, I got to tell you, Ralph, you were cutting in and out. You mind hanging up on us and giving us a call back? Because I couldn't hear you at all on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It must be the old phone. I don't know what it is. Okay. I'll just keep talking. I'm trying to talk about more of my grass, too.
Okay. All yeah. Right. We'll explore all that. Right, bye. Thank you. Bye. 713-572-4610. So for Ralph, we're going to explore pecan trees this time of year and mowing your grass. Okay, Robert, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well. Here we are in the sandwich portion of the holiday season.
Yes. I have two questions. One is, I missed the name of the company that you talked about, the taking care of your St. Augustine grass. So I'd like to get the name of that company again.
Okay. Yeah, let me give you their number real quick. Their name is called Year Round. So...
Year round,
yeah. And their website's yearroundhouston.com, and their number, are you ready?
Hold on, yearroundhouston.com.
Yeah.
Okay, and their number?
Is 713-775-7224.
Okay, well, thank you for that information. And my second one is, I'm in the Meyerland area, and do pomegranate trees do well in that area? Or if so, what do I need to do to prepare the ground for them to do well?
I've grown a pomegranate tree in my yard and collected one fruit. That's the extent of my experience with the pomegranate. What about you, Danny?
Oh, yeah. No, I love pomegranates, and I live in the same area. And I don't think you got it too much to the ground. But there is a lot of – we're on fruit trees today. So I got to take a break. Robert, do you mind if I answer your question after the break?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, great. And, let me tell you, it is definitely possible. So, but variety, and there's a couple tips that you got to pay attention to have success. So Robert, so we got some topics we're going to get to for these folks. And before we do, we're going to talk about Nature's Way resources. So one of the tips that I would definitely encourage any fruit grower to do is the first 5 years of that fruit tree's life, instead of mulching it, using Nature's Way resources to put compost around it.
Yeah, I just did that with all my blueberries. I top dressed my blueberries with the Nature's Way.
And about
a month ago.
They have a blueberry mix that actually has – so blueberries are crazy because they have one type of fungi they bond with. That in nature, they bond with this type of fungi. And things like other acidic-loving plants will bond with that fungi. But blueberries need this one. And Nature's Way Resources is the only soil mix I know of that actually has it in there. Pretty amazing. But they got a bunch of different other soil blends. They got a great vegetable mix, that blueberry mix. They have a citrus mix. Then they have a lawn mix, and they also have a divot mix. So if you're trying to fill up a hole in your lawn, that divot mix is really great stuff. They got a rose soil designed by the Houston Rose Society, and healthy soil saves you time and money. So if you want to grow some special kind of plant, Nature's Way has a soil mix for you. And, this isn't even talking about their leaf mold compost. That stuff is the jam, and that's the stuff I want you to put around the tree just as like a 1-inch layer once a year to mulch those roots, to really build up those roots, to give that fruit tree its kind of boom start. And that advice can apply to camellias or roses or that banana shrub that Paul called about earlier today. But Nature's Way Resources will definitely make your grass smile. You will get a green, lush, competitive lawn. That the big downside will be maybe you have to mow too much. So that'll be sad. So look for Nature's Way Resources at a nursery or you. Definitely call our Garden Pro Co-op members, and maybe they can help you out, help you know where to find it. Maybe they've got it. It's really great stuff. To really find out where they sell it, just go to their website. So their website also has an incredible blog on it, ton of information. John went through the periodic table of elements and kind of discussed not only what it does for plants, but what each element does in the human body. So pretty cool. So their website that you should go to is naturewayresources.com.
Dreaming of a vibrant, bountiful spring? Prepare now with MicroLife fertilizers. Fortify your soil and garden with Humates Plus 004 concentrated compost in a bag. Want exceptional results? Add MicroLife Multipurpose 624. Got problem areas? Treat them now with MicroLife Super Seaweed, the perfect liquid nutritional boost. MicroLife fertilizers provide billions of beneficial microbes and over 100 minerals plants crave all year long. MicroLife, making life better. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, both in Richmond, where beauty and tranquility are waiting. Plants for All Seasons, come and get your green on. Warren Southern Gardens gets you growing because their roots run deep.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
We're so lucky to have those great co-op members. All that knowledge kind of really kind of put into one funnel, and we're live.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't beat that. You're not listening to recording. You're not listening to show, some show from, you know, August
mm-hmm.
that doesn't apply. We're here. We're here. We're here. We're now. We want to take your calls. And so we're going to do that. We're going to keep doing that right now. And we do want to make sure we get Ralph and Robert's questions answered. But before we do that, I'd like to hear from Jeff. You were on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Hey, Jeff, you're on. You got a question? Yeah, Jeff, you're going to need to call us back. We only got some robot-y radio signals from you. So, you know, that's not that great. Okay, so I'm going to address pomegranates and Meyerland, a couple strategies. Already sort of mentioned on it that it's really important to build up soil. So one reason that's even more important in pomegranates is because the top of the pomegranate will grow much faster than the roots. And so you got to really encourage the roots to grow. So, Robert, thinking about you, this is one of those strategies. You know, you're going to have a hard time keeping it as a single trunk. So, but you really want to kind of maybe pick five or six trunks and not let it put all the trunks up that at once. So a yearly, you know, trunk removal, sucker removal deal.
So a pomegranate is really like a large shrub and you want to encourage it.
It grows a lot like a crepe myrtle would, just kind of putting up new trunks. And so they have a weeping element to them, which is kind of cool. They can kind of bend over. But if you're walking around it, that's not cool. If it's in the landscape, that's super cool. So that's one thing to keep aware of. But every year, the first few years when you're pruning a pomegranate, you really actually want to prune it like crepe myrtle. The wrong way you prune crepe myrtles, you actually want to bring the whole plant down by a third. And what that does is that reduces a lot of weight on top, because a lot of times with pomegranates, they'll slide over. They'll fall over because they get too heavy on top, especially if you let it put on fruit the first couple of years, which it will do. So you want to stake it in pretty good right when you plant it so it does not topple over, because it will tend to do that. And then really using good compost like Nature's Way Resources around the base for the first couple of years to let those roots get deeper and deeper. And also by doing that, you're going to ensure you have delicious compost. Now, with all fruit trees, the variety matters a ton. So pomegranates, there's a pomegranate called Wonderful that's kind of the most commonly sold. It's not good. It's not, in fact, wonderful.
Not wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Before you go any further, did you mean that for the first couple of years you plant it, you want to take the fruit off of it and not let it fruit?
Yeah, just because most fruit trees, that's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that. And so a big reason you do that is because you can have all the energy that would go into the fruit, go to the soil.
Mm-hmm.
So with pomegranates, it's doubly important because those extra weight will kind of make a topple effect happen. So pomegranates definitely need a kind of seasonal pruning. It can be pretty light, but it can get birds nesty. You just want to clear it out for air. So Cashmere Blend, these are varieties of pomegranates. Garnet Sash. I love one called Cloud. That's probably my favorite tasting one. Robert, it's Cloud. And so if you can call up to a place called Tree Search Farms, they grow a bunch of pomegranates. And just like research, but tree search. And they can direct you to where to buy those great pomegranates. And I think recently I saw some pretty good varieties at Buchanan's recently. So, and I'm sure Arborgate has a bunch of great ones too. Enchanted Forest has a great fruit juice selection. So, but I would call Tree Search Farms and see where they're selling, who they're selling to. So those are my big tips. Make sure you get a good variety. Cloud is my favorite. And then take measures to not allow the plant to topple. But that gumbo clay that's in Meyerland is really great for pomegranate success.
Can they tolerate a really heavy soil?
Definitely.
Then?
Yes.
And so their roots can tolerate a lot of water.
Absolutely. They're a very tough tree. Mm-hmm. They can handle drought. They can handle flood. They can handle almost anything. But their first few years, they can be iffy because they get top heavy and just fall over.
So you just got to baby them the first couple of years, and
absolutely.
Then you're off and running.
Yeah. And they're still tough. They'll just fall, they'll fall over and still keep you on. But they'll fall over for sure. Okay. We're at the clock, time to take a little break, but Ralph, I see you and want to get you on to talk pecans and lawn, as you come back. So before we go though, you know, kind of talking about gardening success, talking about making it more simple. When you're talking flowers, Nelson Plant Food is the jam. Their Color Star is so great for extending blooms, more blooms, healthier flowering plants. And their NutriStar system, not system, their NutriStar product line is absolutely phenomenally simple because whatever you're growing, they have a fertilizer for that that is the right nutrients at the right time, scientifically crafted, well crafted by Dean, the owner, and slow release. And they work really great. It's a kind of combination of high quality synthetic fertilizers that are slow release, don't damage the soil, and organic fertilizers that are soil food and actually build the soil up. And the NutriStar fertilizer is amazing because you think about citrus, you think about hibiscus, you think about azaleas, veggies, roses, plumeria, right? A lot of these foods that are actually kind of hard to fertilize, Nelson Plant Food has created an awesome fertilizer for it. So 11 specific types of plants. And a lot of times they're kind of category of plants. So you can use them even on more than just the 11. But NutriStar, this whole group of awesome fertilizer, works with your soil's biology, providing the best nutrient at the right time in the right amount. So you're talking healthier, longer-lasting plants, stronger soil life, that's better roots, and then when it comes down to it, more beautiful plants. So someday they'll make one that is great for lawns, and we'll have like a great, you know, kind of be able to have a great lawn package there. But everything but lawns, they have a fertilizer for, and a fertilizer that works really, really well. So look for the gold star. That's their logo. To find Nelson Plant Foods at almost any Home Show Garden Pro location, feed your plants. They're hungry. Visit nelsonplantfood.com.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros. It's 8:40. We got 20 more minutes. And then Tom Tynan kind of moves in and talks home improvement. So, talks fun time. So, we're live here having fun. And Ralph, thanks for calling back in, man. I'm so happy you called back in. That's great. You were super, super fuzzy. Hey, Ralph.
Okay, can you hear me all right now?
Yeah, there he is. There he is, yes.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, all this fruit truck's been really good. But I got a big orange tree, and it got the big Florida oranges.
Yeah.
And it's got seeds all in it. It's good, but it's 20 foot tall, you know, but nothing you can do there. All right, but everything's going good. That garden is really, that soil does make a big difference.
It really does. It really does. Yeah.
And what about mowing your grass? You never, I hardly ever collect it, but it's getting so thick and everything, and it really is good right now. But should I just mow it? I like to compost it back in there, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. That's, I mean, to me, that's, if you're mowing your grass on a regular basis and the bits fall back into the soil, you, and they go away, that's a really indication that you have active soil life. So people have a problem when they mow and they leave it, and then it doesn't go away, it just builds up as thatch. Well, that means they really have sterile soil. They're really in danger of losing their whole lawn or having a massive infestation. But yeah, dude, I'm absolutely with you on, you know, mulching it back in. And some mowers, you know, they'll cut it up into tiny bits and it kind of falls down to the bottom. But yeah, our soil life should break down that grass blades, and that basically can serve as a fertilizer.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, that's good. I'll do that then. I'm from Louisiana, and I went to central Louisiana up there where they got all them nurseries, and that's up there. Our plantation up there, it really is that soil from that Red River. It really is something else.
I'd love to see it. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, have a good year.
Hey, you too. Always appreciate you, Ralph. Love it when you call in. Yeah, you know, Ralph's right. There's only been a couple times in my lawn life where my grass was too tall, too robust, and really putting it back in would have been too much lawn, mm-hmm. you know, where I had to miss a couple weekends because of rain or whatever. So in that case, I bag it up and actually will use it as garden mulch because mm-hmm. in my garden, it'll go away in a couple weeks and become food for the microbes in there. So really cool stuff. So, Sean, we're coming back to you when we are done with our little short break here. This is Home Show Garden Pros, 713-572-4610.
The Arborgate has every plant, flower, and gift imaginable. Hi, I'm Beverly. One visit and you will see we're a premier destination for gardening enthusiasts. Our nursery is stocked with everything you'd expect to find, plus display gardens and dedicated rose and herb houses. The Arborgate is the only place you'll find that famous 1-2 punch, organic soil complete and organic blend plant food. Our two gift shops are overflowing with original art, gifts, and home decor. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Visit us in Tomball or online at Arborgate.com.
What's a pool? Water? A deck? Pumps? Or is it a gathering place for family and friends? To James Watts, a pool was that and more. That's why he started building them in 1961. Today, Watts Pools has earned the trust of customers and envy of neighbors across Texas with design and build quality worthy to wear the Watts family name. In fact, two generations later, you'll still find a Watts family member on every project because it's not just a pool, it's a family tradition at WattsPools.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros, happening right now. The show, we talk about gardening. So we got a few more minutes, and then Tom Tynan comes in, does home improvement. So we get the outside, fun part of the house, and he's got the business side, the really all the details and no fun. So he's fun, but, you know, houses, right? Come on. Kitchens, what? Oh, HVAC. Yikes, a lot of problems there.
But you can eat your vegetables in the kitchen. So
yeah,
kitchens
that's right.
are cool that way.
Yeah, and the HVAC can grow fruit. Oh, wait, no. Only fruit trees and plants can do that. Okay, so we're answering your questions, 713-572-4610. And Sean, we're going to keep it going. Sean, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, my question is, my orange tree bears a lot of fruits, but it's very, very sour. It's a navel orange tree. So what can I do to prevent that? Because it's so sour, it's so very tardy, it's like a lemon.
So, Anita, got any thoughts?
I was wondering maybe if it's the rootstock that's producing those oranges and not the actual navel part of it, if that part's died off.
Sean, are you familiar with the kind of grafting process?
Yeah.
How all of the fruit trees mm-hmm. have a different a different plant that's the root, and then the delicious fruiting plant that's the branches, and they kind of graft them together to make one more survivable, more consistent tree. And so a lot of times the rootstock is more vigorous.
Yes, and if you aren't careful about, what do you call it? Suckers, pruning those suckers off at the base, that they'll grow up and they can overwhelm the fruiting part, the delicious fruiting part of the tree.
Sean, was there a time where it seemed was there a time where it seemed like that the top of the tree died, like in a freeze or a travesty of some kind, but it came back?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so
I mean, towards the end, I doubt it because I do.
Well, there's a little on the bottom of the trunk. You'll see what looks like a diagonal scar that goes all around the whole trunk. And if you look at that, and if any branches are coming from beneath that scar, those are the root ones. So the navel oranges, really the way that something like a navel orange fruit would work is if you have a lack of nutrients, it would just be kind of bland, right? It would just be like a lack of flavor. Tartness is a whole other mineral compound group. So that the navel orange really doesn't have the genetic makeup to do a very tart, sour fruit, right? So when it's unripe, it's going to be very bitter, you know, like extremely like astringent, like make your lips want to pucker up. But when it's some other fruit, if it's very tart and sour. Does that make sense, Sean?
Yes.
And so,
what do I need to do? Remove the tart?
Yeah, so I'd get out there, look at the trunk, look around the bottom, again, for that graft line. So it's going to look like a diagonal kind of scar around the tree, a loop around the trunk, but tilted. And if anything's growing beneath that, you got to get that off right away. Cut that off. There's a chance, there's one actually orange that's grown in the valley for a rootstock called sour orange. So, I mean, that's pretty indicative of what you're describing. It's a big, nice orange, but it's sour. And it wouldn't...
Yeah.
Has your fruit had that navel kind of bump, the outie?
What do you mean, outie?
There's like... So, navel oranges are called navel because on the end opposite from the branch...
Yeah, they look like belly buttons.
There's a little space that looks like a belly button.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
They do have that?
When I first... bought it from the nursery. It does have it. Yes, I do.
Well, but has the new fruit had it?
No.
Yeah. So I would really go check the graft line. And if you don't have anything above the graft line that's living anymore, you need a new tree or get used to that sour flavor. If stuff's growing above the graft line and beneath it, take off whatever's beneath the graft line. So graft is graft. You can also, you can kind of do a web search, look at some pictures to help you identify it. But yeah, that can be a real problem, is graft issues.
All right, thank you.
Hey, thank you. Thanks so much for calling. It's a very common problem, Sean, that people have, where I've been asked the question, what's wrong with my tree? My limes keep turning into oranges because I started a lime tree, the top died. The bottom grew up, and it is an orange tree. Yeah. And every year they're surprised when their green citrus turns orange. But
it's a miracle.
Yeah, what happens is they lost their orange.
Yep.
I mean, they lost their lime. Yeah. So sad face there. Mm. Well, happy new year from Buchanan's Native Plants. So again, we're only a few days away from the new year. So we're talking resolutions. Mm-hmm. I want you to grow fruit trees. I want you to grow food. It's a great way to connect. And fruit trees are a very easy thing. Buchanan's has an awesome selection of fruit trees. In fact, I recently bought two apples there. Because one thing, and Buchanan's can tell you this, is that apples, like plums, some peaches, you got to have another. You got to have another plant that will pollinate.
Like pawpaw, too.
Pawpaw's the same way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you really want two plants that have similar chill hours. Mm-hmm. So that's a good indication of when they're going to bloom. Because if you get an apple that blooms in late March and one in mid-February, well, they can't pollinate because they don't have pollen at the same time. So be aware of that. So Buchanan's Native Plants, New Year, store hours, New Year's Eve, open 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So closing early, and then they're closed New Year's Day. But you want to get in early to get those fruit trees there. They don't just have fruit trees, though. They have a bunch of native plants. That's why it's called Buchanan's Native Plants. Native plants are amazing because they're so hardy for our weather. They attract butterflies, bees. They improve the soil to be better than what it already is. And they thrive. They look great. And most of them have beautiful flowers. So they have a bunch of natives that are perennials, natives that are annuals. They also have a non-native section that's called their herb and vegetable area. And they have an awesome selection. I love herb spaces and garden centers because there's so much smell going on. And I love that sort of smell thing. Buchanan's has a really cool hothouse with a bunch of beautiful orchids and air plants and cacti and things like that are just such a treat to get indoors. One of my resolutions we didn't get to say is plants indoors, getting more plants indoors. And their hothouse can really help out. Plus, you know, ton of pottery, ton of lovely fountains. They have a couple of Nelson's Water Gardens disappearing fountains there.
Yes, they do.
And so, you know, visit their bungalow gift shop, home decor, jewelry. I got a Christmas tree topper there. Needed one for years and got a really pretty one. They also have a bunch. It's just a great gift shop, really. So Buchanan's, family owned and operated and dedicated to organic gardening for over 30 years. That's Buchanan's Native Plants. It's on 11th Street. The address is 611 East 11th Street. Visit them online if you want to check out where they are, what's on sale before you go at buchanansplants.com.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. Southwestfertilizer.com.
Switching the thermostat from cool to heat awakens your furnace, and that could mean trouble. Even if it starts, are dirty filters costing you money? Are old belts barely hanging on? Could carbon monoxide be leaking into your home? Why worry? Get an Absolute Comfort Fall Furnace Safety Check. Absolute Comfort adjusts gas pressure, tests limit switches, inspects your heat exchanger and carbon monoxide detectors, and more. It's quick. It's easy. It's the Absolute Comfort Fall Furnace Safety Check. Schedule yours now. Be warm and safe all winter. AbsoluteComfortAir.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Here we are, answering your gardening questions and apparently jamming to some sweet soul music. I'm on it. All right. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Dan.
Happy New Year to you, listeners. Next time you'll tune in, it'll be a brand new year. So, but we got a little bit of time before Tom comes on. And Anita, you brought a papaya.
I brought a papaya. It's one of my favorite fruits. I actually grew up in Thailand.
Okay.
And we'd have papaya for breakfast every morning.
Oh, man.
And it's a tree. It's a fruit you can grow here really easily. It's amazing. So you go to the grocery store and you get a papaya and you take the seeds and plant them in your and grow them in your house for the next 2 to 3 months.
I love that papaya.
Yeah, so, mine have already germinated.
So it's a... Fast-growing.
It's a fast-growing.
Very tropical.
Very tropical tree.
It's palmy, right?
Very palmy looking. And then you plant it in your yard, and it'll grow into about maybe 12 feet tall tree. It looks sort of like a castor oil bean, sort of.
A lot like a tall one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fruits grow on the very bizarre on the trunk.
Yep. They go right off the trunk.
Right. And you'll be harvesting them by... usually, let's say October, November.
So you start it now.
Yep. You got to start the seed now. If you don't, this is your window of opportunity to grow your own papaya.
Papaya.
And if you decide you don't like papaya growing, that's fine because the tree is done when the first fruit comes through. It's very tropical. So if you ever freeze, it's not going to make it through the winter period.
Yeah. So a lot of people do grow them right next to their home to get that extra heat.
Yep.
And that, but that will maybe give the tree like a few extra days.
And Danny, you were saying something really good about papayas.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned how you had it for breakfast and it really is one of the most healthiest foods you can eat. It has a lot of strong flavor.
Yep.
One thing you can do if you've tried papaya and you didn't like it, you can actually rinse it off. Because it gets a film on it that's a seed, you know, it's going to sound gross, but an embryonic film that surrounds the seeds to protect them. And it can get on the fruit. And it's a little bit icky.
Yeah.
But you can just rinse that off.
And there's several types of papayas. There's the Mexican one and yeah. the Hawaiian one. And
so maybe people need to, like, you know, try a couple of papayas.
Yes.
Find the one they love, and then that's yes. the one they grow from seed.
And I like the smaller Hawaiian one. It has a more intense flavor in my taste buds.
That's, and smaller means faster fruit, right? I mean, yeah. it doesn't have to get quite as big, be on yep. the tree for quite as
and
long.
So that's the one I buy, and then I grow the fruit from that.
That is so fun. Mm-hmm. What a fun thing to do. So
yeah, it doesn't cost you hardly anything.
No.
Just do it.
Easy inlet to mm-hmm. fruit growing,
mm-hmm.
getting a nice couple fruit. Maybe 10 or so, yeah. October, November.
It's instant in a year gratification.
Which people do like that.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's a very fun thing to do. So, well, thanks so much for being on.
Thank you.
I always love it when you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, Home Show Garden Bros is wrapping up, and Home Show Radio continues. And, you know, we're all part of the Home Show Radio family, Tom and us co-op pros, you know, mm-hmm. lots of fun times. So, yeah, stick with us.
Well, I appreciate your time. I enjoy listening to you every Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday mornings, it's the Sport of Home Improvement on Sports Radio 610.
The leaves kind of reddish and turned in funny directions.
The Home Show Garden Pros get you growing Saturday morning 7 till 9.
What makes a really good faucet?
Then Saturday and Sunday mornings, Tom Tynan helps you go from home improvement to-dos to done.
We're adding a room onto our house.
The Home Show Garden Pros. Home Show Radio. Weekends on Sports Radio. Radio 610.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We had a great time. Big shout out and thanks to Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons and Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. They're just great, aren't they? They're so great. Next weekend, we got Zach from Buchanan's Native Plants and Beverly Welch from the Arbor Gate. So extremely knowledgeable pair next weekend. And we'll be kicking it off right in the new year. Speaking of kicking it off right, Tom Tynan!
I'm here.
Hey, buddy.
Why don't you come help me pick the rest of my fruit? You guys got this fruit thing going today.
I tell you, I actually do want to come get some of your fruit.
Well, I got to pick all day today because tomorrow's raining. So that's yeah. all I'm going to do after the show.
Well, so after you're done, give me a text or call and we'll sort it out because I do want some of that stuff.
I'll get you some.
I'm excited about hearing about, you know, some home improvement stuff. So
that's it.
I'm pumped.
People need a call.
Home Show Radio starts right now.